Utah is poised to overhaul its criminal justice system in one landmark bill unveiled Wednesday at the state capitol. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The bill is expected to save the state hundreds of millions of dollars in the next two decades by reducing prison stays for nonviolent offenders. House Bill 348, sponsored by Republican Representative Eric Hutchings, changes the guidelines for how adult probation and parole manages offenders. He says that means increasing treatment and supervision for those who suffer from drug addictions and mental health disorders.
It'll no longer be that when somebody stumbles and falls off the track, so to speak, that it's months and months down the road before we have an opportunity to take a look at why and get them back on track. It's going to be right now.
Corrections officials say while Utah's incarceration rate is below the national average, offenders are staying in prison longer. Utah also incarcerates drug offenders at a higher rate than other states. To lower that number, HB 348 drops the drug distribution penalty from a second-degree felony to a third-degree felony. And the possession penalty goes from a third-degree felony to a Class A misdemeanor. Ron Gordon directs the Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice. The organization supports the bill.
This is a heavy lift. We are not picking low-hanging fruit. We are asking for very significant substantive changes in our criminal justice system.
Representative Hutchings says Utah Governor Gary Herbert's Medicaid expansion plan would help provide more funding for substance abuse treatment programs. The effort will cost about $15 million annually. Whitney Evans, KUER News.